Living a holy life won't make God love you anymore. It doesn't affect God's heart towards you. But you know what? Living a holy life will affect your heart attitude towards God. That's a major point. That's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned for the gospel truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm going to begin a brand new series, and I'm going to start talking about a hardened heart. We're going to talk about what that is, and then what causes it, and how to reverse this process. And let me just say up front that, you know, this title, Hardness of Heart, is kind of a negative title. Matter of fact, a very good friend of mine, Bob Yandian, he's a powerful minister out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he serves on my board. He heard me teach on this, and he got really excited by it, and he studied the thing out and taught a series that he entitled, I think, The Established Heart or The Power of an Established Heart or something like that. And he said that that hardness of heart was a negative title, so he just changed it to this positive thing about having an established heart and said it's one of his best-selling teachings that he has. And so I know that a lot of people tend to be put off by this title that I have entitled, that hardness of heart. But the reason I've done that is because basically this is something that God spoke to me, and this is exactly the way he spoke it to me. I'm going to be going through a lot of detail and sharing these things with you, but there was a series of things happening in my life that I was believing for certain things, primarily about healing for other people, praying to see people heal, and I wasn't seeing the healings manifest the way that I know it was God's will for me to see them, and I got to praying about it, and basically the Lord just told me it's because I had a hardened heart. And so this is how God spoke it to me. I mean, God just speaks real plain to me. As most of you know, I speak real plain to other people, and God will communicate with you where you are. So for those of you who like to call a spade a shovel, this is entitled Hardness of Heart. And for those of you who want a more politically correct, sensitive thing, maybe we'll just talk about how to have a pure heart or an established heart or how to be sensitive to God. But whatever you call it, I really believe that this is a teaching that is going to meet you right where you are. This is super practical, and I promise you it's going to really help you. And my reason for choosing to teach on it at this time is that, of course, those of you who watch this program on a regular basis know that I talk about the grace of God and the unconditional love of God a lot. That's what changed my life. And so this is just a constant theme that goes through everything I teach. And recently, I taught on The War Is Over. And that was a very strong teaching about how that God is not imputing our sins unto us, that people don't go to hell for their individual sins. The only issue is whether or not they accept Jesus. If they accept Jesus, they go to heaven and get all of Jesus' righteousness imputed unto them. If they reject Jesus, they go to hell not because of their sins, but because they refused the payment for their sins. And I've made a point of this, and it's very powerful, and I'm not backing off of this any at all. But you know, there is a flip side to this coin. And as I went through this teaching, I emphasized a number of times that if anybody says what I'm teaching is just encouraging people to live in sin and that sin doesn't matter, it doesn't matter whether you live holy, I made this statement a number of times that either you are totally missing my point or you are out and out lying and misrepresenting me. And I've said a lot of things through all of this teaching about the goodness and the grace of God, the mercy of God, to say that there's still reasons that we need to live holy. But it's not so that God will accept us. God accepts us based solely upon our acceptance of His Son, the Lord Jesus. And if we accept Jesus, then regardless of our performance, God loves us and is pleased with us because we are accepted in the Beloved. That's what Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says. We are accepted with God through what Jesus has done for us, not what we do for God. Major, major point. And I tell you, that is so misunderstood and has never been heard by most people today that I could go back and re-preach all of that and I think still be a tremendous blessing to people. But what I'm wanting to do through this series is to show you the flip side of the coin. Even though nothing that we do changes God's attitude towards us, if we have made Jesus our Lord, you are accepted with God through what Jesus has done for you, period. That's it. But does that mean that we just go live in sin? No, because your actions don't change God's heart towards you. But, now this is really important, your actions change your heart towards God. If you aren't seeking God, if you don't study the Word and pray and go to church, if you identify and associate with people who are God haters, and if that is the dominant influence in your life, you are going to have a hardened heart compared to the person who identifies with people who love God. Now, there needs to be a little qualification here because there's a lot of people who say they love God. They could be religious people and be as mean as a snake and not truly love God at all. I mean, there's a lot of hypocrites that are claiming to be followers of the Lord. But I'm saying if you identify with people who love God, it tends to affect your heart. If you identify with people who hate God, it affects your heart. Now, some of you are probably disagreeing with what I'm saying, so let me give you a scripture that just says basically this exact same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 33, it says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." And the word communication here isn't limited to what we use the word communication for today. This is an old English word that just meant talk, conversation. And actually, it even goes beyond just the words you say to the manner of life or lifestyle. If you have an evil lifestyle, it'll corrupt your good manners. Even if you have a commitment to the Lord and you love God in your heart, but if the people that are your closest friends, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I believe that Christians need to associate with non-believers. The salt has to get out of the salt shaker in order to do any good. I don't believe in this concept of us living a totally withdrawn life in a monastery and afraid that we're going to lose our anointing and blessing if we have any contact with people who aren't just like us. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that even though we have contact with unbelievers and we are in the world, we definitely need to be not of the world. And the closest friends that you have ought to be people who are going to be drawing you towards God, not leading you away from God. Now again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong having contact with unbelievers, but it needs to be in a controlled environment and it doesn't need to be the dominant influence in your life. So the point that I'm saying through all of this is that these things, associating with believers, studying the Word, praying, living right, doing all of these kind of things, they aren't necessary for God to love you. God loves you independent of your performance. You do not have to live holy in order to have God love you. Major, major difference between what I'm saying right here and what the typical church is preaching. The typical church is saying that if you don't study the Word, go to church, pay your tithes, do this, 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 and this, then God basically loses His respect for you. He's not going to bless you. He's not going to answer your prayers. He's not going to flow in your life. The basic church today is preaching that God moves in your life proportional to your performance. I'm saying just the opposite. Your performance doesn't affect God's heart towards you at all. But does that lead us to the conclusion then that performance is unnecessary? No, that's not what I'm saying. Performance is very necessary, but not in order to affect God's heart. Performance, what you do, who you associate with, affects your heart. It is the dominant influence on your heart. So even though God's heart may be the same towards you, if you have made Jesus your Lord and if you have accepted Him, then God loves you based on what Jesus has done for you. God is passionate about you. God is not imputing your sin unto you. God loves you, period. That's all that there is to it, and there is nothing that you can do about it. God loves you independent of your performance. You aren't going to change God's heart by performing better. You aren't going to change His heart by performing worse. He loves you independent of your performance. But that doesn't mean that your performance is a non-issue, because your performance, who you associate with, the things that you focus your attention upon, controls whether your heart is sensitive to God or whether it's hardened towards God. So performance is still important. Now, I know that there's probably somebody listening to this program who says, well, I heard you preaching about the grace of God and that He loves me independent of my performance, and that just set me free and showed me that God's love for me wasn't proportional to my performance. I've been set free, and now here you are putting me back under performance. No, I'm not. I'm not saying that God accepts you or rejects you based on your performance, but there still are consequences to your performance. If you don't seek God, and these are the things that I'm going to be bringing out as we get further into this teaching. If you don't seek God, your heart will become hardened towards God. Cold, insensitive, unfeeling, and unyielding. Not because God is turning off His love and the movement of His power. God isn't affected by your performance, but you are. Your heart will be sensitive to whatever you focus your attention upon. Therefore, you need to have a sensitive heart, not a hardened heart, towards God. Now, this is really important, and I really think that it's appropriate that I teach on this, because I teach so strongly on the grace of God and how God loves us in spite of who we are, not because of who we are, that sometimes people think, well, man, this just means it doesn't matter, and they just go out and they indulge their flesh. First of all, if you do that, and if you just go to an extreme to where you throw open the door and just go live in sin, because, man, I'm preaching grace, you ought to be born again. You don't truly know God. But even if you are born again, you might drop your guard and think that it's unimportant how I act, and that's certainly not what I'm saying. I think that this teaching on hardness of heart is going to be a big help to you. You know, I've got to stop here today, but we are going to continue this teaching tomorrow. I've got some great things to share with you. So listen as our announcer gives you this information, and then join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK57 titled The Crisis when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministry for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.